So the Galtier Camogie team will face Thurles Sarsfields in the 2020 Munster Intermediate Final on Saturday at 2:30 in Mallow. And to look ahead to this one, delighted to be joined in the line by Galtier midfielder Seán Fitzgerald. And Seán, you won your fourth county title in a row 2 weeks ago. You left it late to beat De La Salle. You got the last 3 points of that game. How would you rate that performance?
It was definitely our strongest performance of the whole championship. We kind of knew going into it that we hadn't really fired on all cylinders just quite yet. We kind of just hadn't hit that point that we had to hit. And we knew going up against De La Salle that we were going to have to go that to that place that we hadn't gone yet. You know, if you look at their performance throughout the year, their scores were absolutely phenomenal. So we knew we had to go that little bit deeper and go to that place that we hadn't gone championship yet. So definitely our best performance of the year to date anyway.
You've kind of made a habit of winning games late on, Seán. And when you look back at last year's county final against St. Anne's, the All-Ireland final up in Croke Park, why do you think you're constantly able to dig out these results?
Yeah, I suppose we never make it easy on ourselves or our supporters. We always get killed after every game. But no, I think it's just, to be honest, I think it's just experience. You know, once you go to that place once, you kind of know that's in the tank. And we know how to dig deep. And to be fair to the girls, like, they just have the biggest never say die attitude you could ever ask from any group of girls ever. They're brilliant. We just never really give up, and we never know, we don't know how to give up. We never give up. Like, you know, any other team in that county final could have easily just said, oh no, like, draw a game last couple of minutes, they could have died off, but the girls didn't. They went that little bit further, and we just know how to keep going to the final whistle.
And three minor players have stepped up to the senior ranks this year, Seán. Maeve Sheridan in defence, and Leisha Forrest and Alana O'Sullivan in attack. How much of a difference have they made?
They've definitely been brilliant, all of them. You know, we've Molly Comfort there as well. Maeve in defence has just been exceptional. You know, if you look at her last couple of games, she's just been one of the best defenders in the county, in my opinion, at the minute. You know, she's just been brilliant. And then up front, having the likes of Leisha and Alana there, knowing where the goalposts are, you know, they're a great addition to the girls that are there. And as well, we have Molly Comfort on the sidelines, you know, to come in and having an impact sub like Molly is just second to none. You know, you can't buy what that girl has either. So they've all been great to come in, and they've all slotted in really, really nicely to the team.
And I learned after the county final, Seán, that your cousin Annie had flown over and back from Cyprus both for the county final and for the county semi-final. Will she be doing the same now on Saturday?
Yeah, sure. Look, everyone knows Annie now at this stage. It'll take a lot for her to miss out on anything to do with Camogie and to do with Galtier Camogie. So just to be fair to her, she's put in hard graft over in Cyprus, and she's been away during the summer as well. She hasn't missed any training sessions. She might have been with us physically, but she's been flat out training away herself. Like, you know, she's been in touch over and back constantly. So yeah, the plan is to hopefully have her there, you know, on Saturday, but, you know, there's not set to us yet.
And Saturday's game is the 2020 final, Seán. Like, the Camogie Association have decided to run both the 2020 and the 2021 championships. Are you glad to get the opportunity to defend your title?
Oh yeah, of course. We're delighted. You know, some people might have thought, you know, might just scrap it and go on into the 2021 competition, but no, it's great. You know, if we can get as much Camogie games played as possible, you know, it's brilliant. Every opportunity you have, you know, to get out and play alongside the girls and defend the title, like, you know, we're lucky enough to go in to defend this Munster title now as well. It's just a great opportunity to have, and I know personally I'm delighted, and I know the girls as well are all delighted to go out now, and we're all buzzing towards Saturday.
How much do you know about your opponents, Thurles Sarsfield, Seán?
Sure, look, you know, when you think of Thurles Sarsfield, it's always been a massive stronghold in GAA, no matter what it is, whether it's Camogie, football, hurling, whatever it is, you know, up around tip around there, it's always been a stronghold of GAA. But no, look, we know now, we know enough, we know they have big enough players, you know, they have absolute leaders in the likes of Karen Kennedy's, the Lochnans are up there as well. So we know that it's not going to be an easy task, but sure, no final is, you know, you can't expect to get to a final and expect an easy battle, like, you know, so we'll be ready for them, and I'm sure they'll be ready for us. But no, it'll be a great battle, and I'm looking forward to it. We'll just have to go with that little bit step further now than we did in the county final.
Is the ultimate goal, Seán, to get back to Croke Park again? You played such a big part in that match-winning goal for Una Jackman against St. Rhina's that day back in March 2020. Is that the target now to reach that stage once more?
Actually, look, yeah, you know, every time you set out in every year, you always set to get the furthest you can possibly go and do the best you can possibly be and all of that comes with it. Look, the All-Ireland is a massive stage, you know, it's a massive competition. It's obviously always there in our eyesight, you know, since we've gotten there the first year, you know, it's always been that kind of goal to get back there. But we can't look forward to an All-Ireland if we can't get out of Munster. So all eyes and all focus are definitely on this Saturday, and look, the result of that will determine where we look to next.
And your mam, Orla, is the manager. She'll be on the sideline on Saturday, Sean. Is that a help or a hindrance?
I know, it's definitely a help. You know, it's nothing now that we're not used to at this stage. You know, she's been there with us. There's a group of girls of us there that herself and Gail have had since we were 8, 9, 10 years old. So she's definitely taken on the girls as her own, as well as myself. So it's definitely great to have her on the sideline. It's definitely great to have her there in the high days and the low days. And, you know, she's always willing to offer up that bit of advice as well if ever needs it.
What's the best piece of advice that she's given you over the years, Shauna?
Probably definitely just don't give up. You know, she's definitely been that one person to push that bit of confidence in me. You know, if I was ever unsure of anything or if I was ever doubting anything, it's always been her kind of driving me on from the back. You know, she's not afraid to put a hand on my back and say, just get out there and just play away, you know, and that's definitely helped throughout the years and stuff, just giving me that little bit of confidence that I needed to get over the lines every time.
Well, Gaultier midfielder Shauna Fitzgerald, thanks so much for your time today, and all the best in Saturday's final.
Not a bother, thanks very much.